producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Monday is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program with my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. They have a lot in common. They are Americans. They are white. They have a lot of similar DNA in their letters. The last letter of their name ends with an N. How much more could you want? Hello.
You have a lot more in common than that.
Yes, you do.
I know.
But I'm superficial, as you know, so we're not getting down to the brass tacks. The superficiality of the news media, the Kalamazoo, Michigan circumstances, where the shooter worked for Uber, and that seems to be more of the concern of the news media than actually the story behind the story, with this fellow 45-year-old fellow named Dalton. Jason Daltman's car was in operation for Uber at the time this incident took place. But I believe way too much emphasis is on that, and not enough emphasis is on what this guy, he's a lunatic. Or, yeah, he still is because he's still alive.
Crazy person.
He's a crazy person, right. So for those of you who don't know this circumstance, a man arrested, charged with multiple shootings in Kalamazoo. The passenger, looked at two or three different stories from different passengers here. Matt Mellon, identified as a passenger in the car just before the shooting. He said that Dalton introduced himself using a different name from the one listed on his driver's card. Said Mr. Mellon said Dalton sped through medians across a lawn. So this guy just jumped out of the car. And then there was another story from somebody else named Derek, who asked when he got into the Uber car, "You're not the shooter, are you?"
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You have to hear this guy. You want to hear him?
Yeah, go ahead. Play it, Richie.
Ordered the Uber on the phone, quick pickup. It was a dark-colored HHR, and I kind of jokingly said to the driver, "You're not the shooter, are you?" And he gave me some sort of a no response, like he shook his head or he said no. And I said, "Are you sure?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm just tired."
This fellow that
from shooting all day.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
No, he hadn't done any shooting. Well, yes, he had done shooting by that point. He drove around, killed six people, just random. Lady named Mary Lou Nye, Mary Jo Nye, Dorothy Brown, Barbara Hawthorne. Killed in their car parked at the Cracker Barrel parking lot. A 14-year-old passenger in the car also injured. High school senior Tyler Smith killed in the parking lot of a Kia dealership, along with his father, Rich. They were looking at a new car. So, what do we have in our country? This will bring back out. It becomes nonsensical. It's senseless to take this and run with it in terms of gun control, gun legislation, because we obviously are not tired enough of this. Somehow or other, there's a fascination with it, because these things keep going on, and the public really isn't doing anything about it. If we were really concerned, if we were really upset, we'd be out in the streets. We'd be protesting. We'd be stopping traffic. We'd be shutting down businesses.
We'd be protesting, Dougie.
What's that?
What would we be protesting?
The useless deaths of all of these people for years and years and years at the hands of maniacs who have guns. That's what we'd be protesting. And then suggesting that there'd be much more done if we are paying the bill, and we are, we're paying the price in terms of lives and money. So you put people onto this to make sure that what the problem is, if we all agree, or most of us agree, the problem is X, whether it's mental capacity, whether it's mental illness, whether it's there are too many guns, whether there are too many people, whatever it is. But there's some sort of consensus, and then something gets done about it. Because as a productive society, when you look at unproductive societies, this stuff goes on all the time. When you look at societies that we do not compare ourselves to, this sort of thing happens all the time. Nobody cares, because nobody cares. We bill ourselves, though, as the beacon of hope and the light, the truth, the way. We're a democracy. And yet, we don't democratically handle this issue well. We blame it. The liberals say it's too many guns. The conservatives say it's mental health. So is this just another one of those many things that we can't come to agreement on because the country's so polarized? And thus, we keep seeing these stories week after week, month after month, year after year. We just talked last week about the mother of the Columbine kids, who said, I should have been watching more carefully. Yeah, you should have been. So what good does that do now with all these people who are dead at the hands of your son? And can the same be said? I don't know if this guy's married or not. He's got a family someplace. He's got a mother someplace. Somebody must know more about him than the average person on the street that got into his Uber car. You look at him, he looks a little maniacal, not bad. He doesn't look, you know, as crazy as
somebody. Eyes are close together.
Yeah, that's it. I was in an Uber car on Saturday, and the driver's name was Ahmed, and he had a turban on. So were I to have known this happened in Kalamazoo, would I have jumped out of the car screaming, oh, no, it's Ahmed in his turban. I kill you. Yeah. Or would I have just done what I did?
Well, you know, a couple of things.
Okay.
One, Uber, and look, I like Uber. I've used Uber. I'm not apologizing. Because
yeah.
I'm setting it up, saying that I've used it, I like it, and I guess we have to decide if the risk outweighs.
What's the risk?
I also know that they
say Wait a second. What's the risk?
I'm getting to it. Oh. Did you hear me?
Excuse me?
They say that they vet their drivers.
Yep, they do.
But I have a friend who signed up for both an Uber and a Lyft driver, and his background check consisted of meeting in a parking lot and handing someone his driver's license.
Yeah. Well, my son applied to be an Uber driver, and his experience was exactly the opposite. And he didn't
get the driver.
They vetted him to the point where they knew
really what
he did for a living, and they said, because you are working with drug people, we don't want you as a driver, because we don't want to perhaps take a chance that you might have somebody in the car with you who would be a danger to the passengers.
I wonder why that is so inconsistent.
That's part of their problem.
In and itself is a problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah. Yep. Now, you've met my son. See, come across to you as somebody who's a danger to society. Richie, you've met my son.
Only that he's related to you.
Wow.
Well, what?
On first blush, your son is 6'3", you know, tatted up.
Well, that's true.
So somebody might get into the car and go,
So you think that's why they didn't really use
him? And then on second blush, once they talk to him for 10 seconds, they realize, okay. But, yeah, I mean, if somebody were to walk up to your son, he's a big dude, and he's got a lot of tattoos.
Right.
They may get an impression.
Mm-hmm.
But he's usually got this big old goofy smile on his face.
He's a goofy kid.
That would immediately offset that first impression.
Right.
So.
He's a goofy kid.
He is a goofy kid.
Even as an adult, he's a goofball.
Yeah.
He has a lot of fun in his life, has a lot of great friends, does a lot of good work. But he does not come across as your average guy. But then he may come by that normally or naturally, because his mother was not unusual. I mean, his mother was unusual, and So therefore, he gets it from
his
mother.
His mother was awesome.
Well, I'd say his father was probably a little bit more unusual than his mother.
Oh, really? Is that so?
You know, part two, though, is I think the fact that we're actually talking about, I mean, I don't know how fair it is to classify. Republicans think it's all mental illness and Democrats think it's all guns. But I think the one good thing that comes from all this is that the last town hall that I saw on CNN with the Republican candidates, at least, Ben Carson talked an awful lot about this very topic. And say what you will about Ronald Reagan, I liked the guy too, but one of the bad things he did for the country was completely shut down our mental
institutions
because that is really the ugly secret now. That you have a lot of homeless people.
It was Geraldo Rivera.
It was Geraldo. I know he wanted to cover.
Did the story that busted open how horrible these institutions were.
And I know they were, but they could have been reformed. I mean, I just to take something like that out of society.
It's not any different than the VA. The VA is many of what the is a the VA today is a microcosm of what Reagan supposedly dealt with, or that Geraldo Rivera was dealing with. Meanwhile, Ben Carson's concern gets him 2% of the vote in South Carolina, so nobody's listening to that.
But I'm hoping somebody who wins does listen to him and puts him involved as
Who's going to win?
Could be in
it's going to be
something.
Trump, Kasich versus Bernie and whoever he chooses. So Bernie may listen a little bit, and Hillary may listen a little because it's politically expedient. Whether you think Trump would listen or not, and as far as that's concerned,
cabinet positions is all I'm saying.
Somebody good at that.
For cabinet positions.
Yeah, right. All right. So there's that's really good food for thought. I think that's we go not necessarily that deeply into these sorts of things, but we ought to be thinking about that, Jennifer. At this time, when you look at the candidate, who's going to be around him?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. 18 past the hour, I'm surrounded by goodness in the form of Jennifer and Rich on Good Day.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm-hmm. And they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Pile die with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket. Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Well, what a wonderful way to start your day, the Doug Steffen Good Day way, with more fun, putting more thoughts into your life. So let us make good on that promise with some of the silly stuff from television on Friday. Well, this may not be necessarily silly. Ellen DeGeneres on her program talking about time and how people waste a lot of it.
It is true what they say. Time flies when you're having rum. How many of you find that you don't have enough time in the day to do stuff? Yeah. I think everybody feels like that. I read an article just recently about how we spend our time, and here's what I found. We waste a lot of time. We waste a whole lot of time. At least you're smart enough to know this hour is very important, and you should be here.
Yay! Hooray! That's true of the 6 hours of this program. There's a lot of stuff you could do with your time that isn't anywhere near as worthwhile as spending time here with us. Just sort of put that in the back
of your
mind.
Well, you can multitask with us, which is
cool. You can.
Yeah.
Wendy Williams.
I do it all the time.
Good for you, Jennifer. Answering an audience member's question about her adult son's friend hitting on her.
My 31-year-old son's friend is always making passes at me.
Really?
I find it very flattering, I must say. I just don't know how to handle it. Okay. Should I approach my son and tell him what's going on? Or should I approach his friend and put him in check?
If you approach your son, then your son is going to beat the crap out of his friend.
Right. Exactly.
So don't let your son know what's going on. Talk to his friend. But his friend's not going to listen. So you just always make sure you're fully clothed when he comes over.
Here's Wendy answering an audience member's question about an adult son living with her.
I have a 27-year-old son that lives with me. He's a good kid. He really is. But he leaves things all over the house. He just doesn't pick up behind himself.
Yes.
And I'll say to him, or mention it to him, it's time to go. He's like, but Ma, you're going to miss me. I said, well, guess what? Let's try and see.
How long has he lived with you?
He came back from college. He graduated, got his degree, and then he just moved all this stuff, and he's been
there. So part of this is you being tolerant and not being hard enough on him. The other part is you need to give him a date. So how about we say by July 1st, you're out. July 1st, kid, you're out.
See you later, alligator. Steve Harvey joking with an audience member about how to sound black.
When I talk to guys over the phone and then I go to meet them in person, they look at me as if they've seen a ghost. I later discovered that they think that I'm a white girl over the phone. So what can I do or say really? To let them know over the phone that I'm black?
Maybe it's the conversation you have.
What am I supposed to say?
I mean, somewhere in the conversation, you could just say something like, you know, my mama Odetta. Ain't no white women named Odetta. And then you could just say stuff about your family. Just drop, you know, we were at the family reunion. We were having a wonderful time. And then Pookie came over. And Pookie got into it with Nuck Nuck. Yeah. And all hell broke loose. So they had to call the police. That information right there will help you. Just mention your relatives.
All right.
Nobody gonna think they white.
Right. Harry jokes with an audience member about her voice.
Well, as you can hear, my voice, it sounds normal. But when random people, telemarketers, or new people call me on the phone, they will ask to speak to my mother. I guess my telephone voice, it sounds like I'm a little girl. It's becoming annoying that, you know, people will ask to speak to my mother, and I was wondering if you had any tips on how to make my voice sound more adult-like, because I am a grown woman, and, you know, it's just becoming annoying, and I would like, you know, people to stop thinking that I'm a little girl. Do you have any suggestions?
Sound great if you're nine.
Oh, okay.
Then you finish your voice.
Yeah.
What you fighting it for? When they call, why don't you just use old phrases?
Old phrases?
You know, that'll throw them off. I can't hear you, sweetie. Speak up. Hello? Close the window over there before you let all the air out.
Okay.
Just say stuff old people say.
All right. 28 past the hour. Dr. Chambers here on Good Day.
Smartphones are not so smart owners. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Our cell phones have become an addiction. I was recently in a movie theater, only to be incessantly distracted by a middle-aged woman texting. Finally, her companion said, "You're ruining the movie for me and everyone." Her amazed response, "What? I'm just texting." Obviously, texting for her was breathing. In my medical practice, I never carry my cell phone, and sometimes I feel it's like unilateral disarmament, as all my patients are styled up. Some try to text as they talk, others answer the phone. You get the picture. DCOC advice? Take a moment now and look at yourself. Are you a cell phone abuser? If you are, think about what you're missing out on. Real 3D life in all its glory, right in front of your nose. So come on, dive in. Grab some life. This is Dr. Chambers on call. This Friday, catch my new video, The Granny versus Harvard, on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy.
Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget.
Too busy scheduling appointments.
Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. it could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Really good is the way people describe this radio program, and I thank them for that. I'm the host of the Good Day program. My name is Doug Steffen, along with my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, and all those of you who are living in the Austin, Texas area, hello, in and around Indianapolis on three or four great stations in the state of Indiana. New folks listening in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, how do you do? Down around Raleigh, and if you're out in the Milwaukee area, how do you do? Providence, Rhode Island, Richie Woonsocket.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Woonsocket? Yep. That's where I used to work.
Did you just turn Italian?
WNRI. No, Woonsocket is Pierre. Woonsocket en français.
It's not like you're speaking Italian.
No, I'd say it differently than that. I'd call Roberta, one or the other. Norfolk, Virginia, Greensboro, how do you do? West Palm Beach, where I will be next week. Richie? Be warm, sunny, although it wasn't bad here on the farm yesterday.
Yeah, it was good.
It was 54. What was it like where you were yesterday?
Saturday was 60s? 65 and sunny, but yesterday rainy and really? 60. Yeah. But back cool again this weekend, yeah. We'll see.
Jen, temperature in L.A. yesterday was?
81
degrees. My son said it was 82 in Hollywood yesterday. You're on the other side of the hill. Nice, wonderful weather, actually, this weekend. Mm-hmm. I flew in and out of Denver. And it was clear, but it was so windy. It was like 72 degrees in Denver on Friday and close to that on Saturday. It's really, I have to share, before we get to the Apollo, the story of going back to this time and celebrating Apollo 10, Apollo, the mission to the moon, I'm going to share a few personal moments with you.
You want some nice music to go with this?
It's not that kind of a story. This sort of speaks to the state of our health institutions and our health and well-being. It's an important story for anybody who's ever had anybody in their family who suffered from Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, any of the brain things. I seem to have been focused a lot on this the last week because I was in Denver to have my brain examined, and the doctor who's supervising my case decided after talking to me I didn't need it again. So I spent a lot of time visiting with some friends, and my cousin Doug Morton, who has been somebody that's been close to me. I don't have a lot of close relatives because my father was an orphan and my mother was an only child, so there's really not much of a nuclear family. Doug Morton was the son of my namesake, Dudley Walker Morton, who was the commander of the USS Wahoo, Pacific Fleet, Second World War, sunk more tonnage, Japanese tonnage, than any other submariner. He used to walk around the bridge in his bathrobe. He was a very eccentric guy, and some people thought upon examining his life that it took that sort of eccentricity to be good at his job. Some people think that the more eccentric you are, more likely you are to be better at your job. Donald Trump, is he eccentric? I'd say so. Is Bernie Sanders, to use two examples of politicians, are they doing well because they're eccentric? Maybe. Or do they do well and just in sort of they're eccentric? That's just the way. I think there's a combination anyway. My my cousin Doug, who is Dudley's son, was not extraordinarily eccentric, but he was extraordinarily good at what he did during his life. He started a business from nothing, became very successful, sold it, recreated another business, and did well with it. Three kids that were entitled as a result of his success. That has happened more and more. Interesting to look at. For example, Jennifer, you're the same age as his kids are. Your father's been successful, but you're not really entitled. There's nothing about you that comes across as someone who expects that this is the way life is.
Because I work too hard.
Well, but you work hard because your father taught you to work hard. You work on your mother. And Doug Morton was the hardest worker. Well, I'm a hard worker, and like it, I don't look at this as work. I look at his life. He looked at his creation the same way. His children didn't see it that way. And so the long and the short of the story is when I went to visit him in the Alzheimer's ward at a local center in Denver on Saturday, I saw a person who wasn't really even a person anymore. Here's a guy, the last time I haven't seen him for a couple of years, but he told me 10 maybe 12 years ago, he was beginning to lose his memory and he was concerned about it. And he went through a lot of stuff. He didn't even, when I told his wife that he had told that, he had said that to me, she was shocked because she said, he never said it to me. She didn't really recognize until they started talking about it five, six years ago. But he continually went down. They tried their best to keep him in the house and keep him a part of his business,
very
which is
difficult.
Continuing, and it just couldn't. Couldn't. So when I walked into this room, now here is the best facility. These people have plenty of money. They live next door, if this helps you. Their next door neighbor is the guy who owns the Denver Broncos. And by the way, he's in the same facility with the same problem as my cousin. Going through the family's exactly the same thing. And this facility was so stark, Jennifer, so cold, so unfriendly, so ungiving. I had a hard time. Again, these people are people of means. I mean, they could have bought a house and put him in it, and yet you look at the facilities that are available, and that's really what I'm talking about. What's available for care for these people? They just put them on hold. This facility was basically a place where this man has gone to die. And you look at all the other people. Most of the other people were 10, 12, 15 years older. This guy's only 76 years old. And he's gone.
That's what's so sad about it, is that your body stays healthy, too,
And
so often.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mom's friend had to make a decision to stop feeding her mother. Mother had forgotten how to swallow, and so they were feeding her by, you know, with the feeding tube. I mean, it's just such a horrible disease. Your body outlasts your mind. And
so you want to know what's even worse than him? He's oblivious to everything now. And he said about his life, because he had good advisors, accountants, lawyers, and stuff, and he set up his system so that when he was gone, or something happened to him, his wife, which is appropriate, would be the conservator, the administrator, and the executrix of his estate. But the wife is not the mother of the children.
Uh-oh.
Mother of the children, first wife, children not happy, with their father being in an institution, which is the only possible place he could be because he was a threat to her, he became very violent. So he's heavily sedated, to the point where he recognized me. He knew who I was, but there was no car. He can't talk. There's no conversation. There's a teddy bear. His teddy bear from when he was a baby is what he sits in his chair with.
No, it's heartbreaking.
And there's no conversation.
But you could feel that he recognized you.
He did recognize me. And he even actually brought up Massachusetts, which shocked
me. Oh, he talked to you. I thought you said he
did. No, he didn't talk to me. He just said Massachusetts. There was no conversation.
Oh.
It was just words that came out every once in a while. He's gained 40 pounds just sitting in a chair. He has a person with him that's assigned to him and stays with him. All the time. Excuse me, there's somebody with him most of the time. But the children have taken their father and his wife to court because they don't like the way he's decided to distribute his income. He's very thankful to his educational system, colleges, charities, things that he has supported through his life because, again, he's been very successful. But the children think they're entitled to what is his. And
how
therefore,
often do they visit?
What I was told, his son has the same first name as I do, he came into the house the week before he was put in the institution and said, "Dad, you want to go for a walk?" And his dad said, "No, he didn't." So he turned around, walked out of the house, got in his car, and left. They come apparently once in a while to see him, and there's a big to do. They schedule so that they don't run into each other.
Right.
You know, that kind of foolish stuff. And yet they forget the important it is. The importance of this whole thing is that it's him and his life. And whatever he was exposed to that brought him to the point that he is, I will tell you something. I have done, and it isn't just because of this, it was sort of coincided that and I told you the story on the air before about my experiences with Seroscan, having my brain examined, being concerned about what the future might be, and now I'm more relaxed about it because I had another test that suggests that nothing has changed. If anything, I seem to be responding better than I did the last time I had the test. So, okay, that's me. We have an epidemic of this in this country and no real facilities to treat it.
You say in this country, and it's interesting.
Well, a progressive world, because there's a lot of problem with it in Europe as well, Richard.
Well, exactly, is what I thought. My wife had some friends in town. They were visiting us last weekend, and who grew up in Colombia, like my wife. Mm-hmm. And they're from Cucuta in Colombia, which is kind of in the mountain region. And the mother of this woman has Alzheimer's back for 20 years. I mean, she's just nothing. But the sister will not let her go. She takes care of her and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, in Colombia, they eat very naturally. They don't eat a lot of processed foods, you know, especially when this woman was growing up. I was like, wow, it's kind of unusual that she has Alzheimer's. She is one of 9 kids. 8 of them died of Alzheimer's.
Yeah. See, that's the very interesting. You're on the same plane. The research is suggesting there's a genetic.
Foods and all the things.
Well, there are some things that make it more likely. One of the things suspected the first time around with me was my exposure to diesel fumes on the tractors on the farm. However, I went through a series of chelation. The chelation was aimed at getting the metal out of my blood, out of my system, and it worked. I went through the process for a couple of years. I had a lot of not only iron, but copper, things that we're supposed to have in our system, but I had way too much of it. Mercury, too. Yep. We're not supposed to have any mercury in our system. But so I went through with Dr. Whitaker down in Newport Beach a series for a couple of years of these chelation treatments, which took care of the problem for me. But I'm very aware. And the reason I'm having these conversations with you about these sorts of things is because I would hope that you would be aware, you'd want to be aware and know what it is that you expose yourself to. The world is so full of hazards, perhaps more. When we come from the hunter-gatherer world, the things that we were exposed to or our ancestors were exposed to was we either ate them or they ate us. That was pretty much that was the stress.
The choices, right?
Yeah, the choice is they eat you or you eat them. And you figure out how we're, because you have a brain that works perhaps a little better, although sometimes you wonder about that. And so we've now progressed. This is progress. Some would look at the history of mankind and think, maybe not so much. But the good thing is he's had a wonderful life. He's a wonderful guy, and it's sad to see at this point. You wonder, okay, so why? What is the reason for this? Why is he going through all this? And that's part of what you can't figure it out, because you can't figure it out. It is. You can't play the game, Jennifer, because you don't know any more than we understand. I told you the story on the air. No, I didn't, because it was Friday night when I had dinner. All right, I got to spend a minute on this, Richie. Friday night at dinner, one of my great friends who lives in Denver, with whom I spent some time, is a former military guy, and he is in a business that is works lots with the military. Lockheed Martin has their largest facility in Denver, and in this facility is housed the next probe of the universe. They have in there a $1 billion research project going on, funded by NASA. That means you and me. And this unit is going to launch in September the newest, best, most fascinating piece of equipment ever to go into space. And I had dinner with a pilot of that. And he will come on this program in the near future to explain what he's doing. This is a 30-year-old guy. Who's, you describe my son, 6'3", good looking, yada yada, that's what this kid is. And he has a background in computer technology and science, like nothing I've ever heard from anybody before. He is the pilot, and there are three other people on this project with him that are basically computer people. They are going to pilot and operate this mission with this piece of hardware that will be launched from Cape Kennedy. And it is going to, its aim is to find a comet, an asteroid, that nobody has ever seen, that it's on its way to the Earth. And it's traveling now in the same orbit as the Earth does and all the other planets in the solar system. It's a piece of asteroid that goes back to the, as near as they can tell, the origins of the universe. And that's why they want to land on it. Take scoops of material from it and bring them back to Earth. This is a 7-year project that will start with the launch of this, and as soon as it gets into space, this pilot takes over, and the co-pilot, they have pilots around the clock, that's what these three guys are doing. They will be sitting in what amounts to a big studio in Denver, Littleton actually, outside of Denver, where the facility is located. All those stuff, instead of going to Houston or Cape Kennedy, all the material and all the connections are in this facility in Littleton, Colorado. They will be able to control this machine as it goes for almost 2 years to find this asteroid, and they can't see it. It's not ever been seen. They just see the shadows of it. With the technology that's available from the Earth-borne telescopes, they have found it, in a sense, because they've seen the shadow. They know that it's 5 football fields long. They know what's on it. I mean, how in the name of God do they know that? But they do. And so they're going to send this piece of hardware that's about the size of a school bus up, and when it gets to the asteroid, they'll be able to use their thrusters. This just so boggles your mind. There's a 0.4 second delay between when they command the ship to do something and when it will receive the command. Remember, this is 2 years away. So however many miles they can get, they figure is in orbit somewhere close to Mars, maybe a little before. I mean, can you imagine? As 30-year-old kid, he's got control of this thing.
What's his ultimate
objective? The ultimate is to find out what the origins of the universe are, because they figure this is a piece of space material that goes back to the Big Bang. That's what they think.
Magic beans.
Isn't that amazing? Just amazing. 50, you'll see how the brain works. We're focused on the brain here on Good Day. 51 after the hour.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello to Jeff and Jerry and Tom listening to the Good Day program. Good to have you on board. 53 past the hour. Thank you all for your time here. Hopefully we make it worth your while with things like Tech Talk Time. Richard Schemmel is from the world of BuzzFeed, and the buzz in technology is Apple versus the FBI still. We'll get to that top story in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples tech services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
All right, so Richard Schemmel is here with us on Good Day. Let's see if we can figure out more about what's going on in the case of Apple v. the FBI. Tim Cook said Americans ought not to have to choose between privacy and security, which is basically what is going on here. The FBI could use the thumbprint of the terrorist's cadaver to open the iPhone is one of the rumors floating around. What do you know about that, Richard?
Oh, yeah, I heard that one, and I thought of CSI. you know, I can't imagine that. There's also a program, a thumbprint program they're going to try and use as well. But there have been other stories.
Apple, though, still says no. Apple says, we're not, you can fiddle with it all you want to. We're not going to. And they're winning huge in the court of public opinion. The public that has no use for letting the government into this or wanting the government to do this.
If they use the thumbprint, they still need the code to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the thumbprint really doesn't help that much. It's going to be interesting because the Justice Department got involved on Friday, basically saying the same thing as the FBI. You have to open this
button. And Apple says, no, we're not going to. Right. And you can't make us, and they can go to the Supreme Court where it will go. And there was interesting speculation because now that Scalia is gone, how the court would render a decision. This would be one of those 4-4 ties, and if it's a 4-4 tie, you lose. Right?
Well, yes, but there's been some background on this that that Apple was able to give the country of China the ability to open phones to listen in on their citizens.
Wow, but they didn't give it to China. They did it and gave the results to China. Is that not true? That's what they see. Apple says, if you want us to open this, we'll do it. You give us the phone, we'll open it, then we'll give you the information. But we're not telling you how to do what you want us to tell you how to do. That's really what the impasse is here, if I'm not mistaken. Is that really the crux? Is Apple says, we'll do it, and we'll give you the results. The government says, no, you have to tell us how to do it so we can do it. Isn't that really what this is about?
I don't know if that's what it's really about. You know, it's a standoff, and if they did it that way, I would think that the FBI would be happy just to have the information.
Right, yeah. What are you fighting? Meanwhile, apparently this guy changed the password just before the event took place, if I'm piecing the story together right. Is that what everybody else understands to have happened?
That's what I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at it this way, though. What if this goes all the way to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court decides against Apple and Apple
says no?
Says no. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
Is it going to shut down Apple?
No.
Well, that's why they're asking people to boycott this.
What?
I mean,
they're going to boycott it. People like it. Trump's on the wrong side of this one.
Yeah. You know, I thought so. Yeah. You know, but there's a piece of it, too, where there's, I mean, you have to think about the ownership, which is the San Bernardino County Health Department. They own the phone. They've asked for the help to get in. I think that has a big wrinkle in all of this, too.
Wow.
If the owner of the phone wants to get into it, why won't they let him in?
Because they don't want to. It's not
the way they run things. Well, there you go. But there's, that's
they don't
want to
run things like
think
that.
About.
Nah, I don't think it is. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I understand what those people are saying. But it's Apple's proprietary system, and they, if they had the, it's just, it's complicated, but yet it's simple. And they don't want to, and they don't have to, and who's going to force them? I would say that's the frustration for the governmentalists. All right, Richard, good stimulating conversation.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.